We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best, sir.
That's what the New York Giants are always looking for. The best of the best of the best, sir. This is Timothy's New York Giants Free Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. I want to talk about the Russell Wilson rumors. I want to talk about the visit of Darius Williams, the free agent quarterback coming over to the Giants, looks like on Sunday we're seeing now. So it came out that Russell Wilson had a exploratory meeting with the New York Giants the other day. And, you know, you look at it, and I love it, because what exactly is an exploratory meeting? I mean, you don't go out there to New York or to MetLife or to wherever they met because of the fact that you have an inkling that they may have some interest in signing you. You probably have some notion that if either the Giants, and we don't know if the Giants called Russell Wilson. We don't know if Russell Wilson's team called the Giants. We don't know. But like I said, it was an exploratory meeting. They were doing their due diligence. I always love when the Giants do their due diligence because usually something very bad happens. But you know what? It's an interesting scenario. Now, Russell Wilson, of course, flamed out in Denver. Sean Payton, when he took over the job beginning of the last year, said basically to the management that, yeah, I'll take Russell for a year. I'll see what he does. And if he doesn't do anything, you know, I'm going to bring in my own guy. And even after the 5-game winning streak in Denver, Russell got benched. And, you know, it's just, we've said this before, a coach comes into a new situation. He comes into a quarterback that is not his own. You know, most of those people want to get rid of that quarterback. And basically that's what Denver did. Now there's a possibility you could bring someone back like Tyrod Taylor, but I don't think Tyrod wants to come back. You can't sit there and ride with Tommy DeVito as your second string quarterback. That's just lunacy and crazy at its finest. So bringing in someone like Russell Wilson, you know, a seasoned veteran, 2-time Super Bowl appearances, 1 win, you know, I mean, a guy that threw for 4,000 yards multitudes of times in Seattle, didn't have a great season last year in Denver, but by the standards of the New York Football Giants, you know, the statistics he had last year certain Giant fans are creaming themselves. It's looking at 26 touchdown passes and only 8 interceptions. And a little over 3,500 yards. That season and the annals of Daniel Jones history would be
monumental.
But it's an average season. Would it make sense if he wanted to come in for a veteran minimum or even above a veteran minimum? Hell yeah. The Broncos still owe Wilson $39 million guaranteed. Like I said, it's inconceivable. Oh my God. I love it because I can't even speak today. That's how flustered I am by this New York Football Giants organization.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I know what it means. I just couldn't pronounce it today. So, I mean, if Russell Wilson really wanted an opportunity to come in, if he really wanted an opportunity to potentially reshape his career, if he wanted to show that he still had the moxie, not like Jonathan Moxon, but if he still had the moxie and he still had the ability to help matriculate a team down the field, hell yeah, I would bring in Russell Wilson. I would bring in Russell Wilson twice on Sunday. The only problem is situations like this, especially after 2 bad seasons, he was 4-11 and 7-8 the last 2 years at Denver. These situations rarely work out. I mean, Wilson's a seasoned pro, threw for over 4,300 yards, 334 touchdowns, only 106 interceptions in his career. It'll be his third NFL team in the last 4 years. Sean Payton couldn't wait to get rid of him. But as a Giant fan, and as someone who has suffered through the annals of Daniel Jones for the last 5 years, I would take Russell Wilson light. I really would. Give me Russell Wilson light. That's all I want. Because you want to know why?
Who you see tonight? What light? Have you seen light?
Yes! Yes!
most Giant fans have suddenly seen the light on Daniel Jones, which is just amazingly funny on Twitter. Some of us have been waiting 4.5 years for this because some of us have seen it for 4.5 years and never changed their opinion once. But I would take Russell Wilson. I would take Russell Wilson in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think twice about Russell Wilson, especially if it was coming in on a 1-year veteran minimum. I would run out and sign Russell Wilson. I would run out and then draft a quarterback, and then I would get rid of Daniel Jones in 2025 because we're more than likely going to suck in 2024. Just the way it is. And that's just the way it is. The final draft order positions have finally come out. Giants, of course, will take, they'll be 6th overall, then 39th and 47th pick, which is the second rounder from Seattle. They have the 70th pick in the third, I really can't talk today, third round. The fourth round, they have the 106th. The fifth round, they have 140. And the sixth round, they have 182. So you got some picks. You got some things you got to do. He's only got 7 picks, but he's got to make them count because he's got 3 in the first 47. So he's got to do something. I've said it before, package some of those picks, move it up and go get your guy in the second round. Take your wide receiver at 6 if you want, move back in the draft and grab Penix, pick up Russell Wilson, get rid of Daniel Jones, and I'm happy.
1 + 1, still 2, right?
Because 1 + 1 would finally equal 2. 1 + 1 would not equal 5 years, $160 million anymore. Do it, Joe. Do it. I'm looking at you, Joe. Looking at you. So free agent corner Darius Williams, formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars, is going to be coming in to visit the Giants on Sunday. Sunday, Truckosaurus. There was some talk that he could go back to the Rams. He's going to do his due diligence by going around. I mean, 30 years old. He's a good corner. He would be a good short-term solution to pair on the side with Deontay Banks. Would I be upset if the Giants sign him? I wouldn't be upset if they use some of the cap space on him, but the problem is going to be this. I mean, he's going to be really as good at 30 years old. He's probably going to really be a short-term solution, which is if you're going to give him a 1-year deal or potentially a 2-year deal, I don't have a problem with the move. I liked him in Jacksonville. He's been in Jacksonville for the last 2 seasons. He started off his career with the Rams and he went to Baltimore. Played in all 17 games last year, 4 interceptions, 53 tackles, 44 solo. So you know he's making the tackles on his own and he's got 9 assists. So he's leading the point of attack. So when someone does have a completion against him, he is making the tackle usually by himself. So, that's good to know. I know his game has dropped off a little bit. Going back to the way he played, going back to 2020. But you know what? Solid guy. Average 14 games, 13 starts over the last 3 years since going back to 21. He's probably going to be looking for a good at least 12 to 14 million. But like I said, I would do it. Played in 83% of the snaps last year for the defense. He's a guy that stayed on the field last year. He only played 81% in 2022, but then 97% in 2021. So like I said, he is a guy that if you take a look at it, the move on the surface, it would be a good move for the Giants. And it would be interesting. He is on the smaller side, around 5'9", so I'm not big on these tiny little corners. He did win a championship with the Rams, so that's great. Like I said, guy was undrafted. Signed with Baltimore, worked his way up through the system. I would do it. If it's an amenable deal for the Giants and it's a deal that you can get them, it doesn't have to be on the cheap, but you can get them maybe on a 2-year deal with maybe only the first year guaranteed. I think it would be a win-win for the Giants. Shane Bowen. Shane Bowen does have some issues in reference to how he runs his secondary, so I would be curious to see how this works out. Don't forget, we have the big old live stream on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead for tomorrow so you're not early or late for the stream. And as always, this is Tim. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to ring that bell because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.